This is Provisional Commission, a Star Wars Episode 7 The Force Awakens fanfic, written by Poetry and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Poe Dameron, Finn, Rey, with additional tags for post-movie, Five Things, Stranded, Seduction, Drabble Sequence, Huddling for Warmth, Fluff, Cultural Differences, Fade to Black. Poe is not as suave as he thinks. Summary. Five things that happened to Poe while he was stranded on a desert planet with Rey and Finn. 1. As soon as the force of impact left his bones, Poe shouted, "Finn! Rey! Are you okay?"
"I'm alive," Finn groaned.
"Me too," said Rey.
Poe exhaled his worry and relief. His head swam, but he did a systems check.
"Oh no." "What kind of oh no is that?" Finn said. "The kind of oh no where the ship is busted enough we can't fix it ourselves." "So we're stranded," Finn said.
"On a desert planet," Rey said. "That's what you said when we entered orbit." Poe unbuckled from the pilot seat.
"Yeah, that's what the atmospheric readings say."
"Set the distress signal," Rey said. "Don't worry, I'll take care of this." Finn took Poe by the shoulders and looked him over.
"What about you? Are you okay?"
"Fine, I just need to sit down. Rey, we have a week's worth of rations. We can wait it out."
"And if it takes more than a week for the resistance to come?"
"Okay," Finn said simply. "We trust you, Rey. While we're stuck on this planet, you're in charge. Poe, sit down."
Poe sat, and told himself that if Finn could trust his fate so easily to Rey, he could too. 2. The fading light glinted orange off the knife as Rey brought it down. In one smooth movement, she sheared the spines from the cactus pad.
Poe was getting tired of eating cactus.
She broke off a piece of cactus and handed it to him.
"Stop complaining and eat up."
Poe took it and squinted at her.
"Are you reading my mind?"
Rey was suddenly solemn.
"I wouldn't use the force on either of you that way, I promise." "Hey," Poe said. "I know, just joking." "You just show your emotions on your face," Rey went on. "I can't help but see them."
Finn took his cactus piece with no complaints, spoken or unspoken.
"I like that. I've spent so much time around people who mostly kept their helmets on. It's nice not to have to guess what you're feeling."
"You show your feelings a lot, too," Rey said. "For someone who mostly kept his helmet on."
"Well," Finn said, thoughtfully sucking juice from his cactus. "I could make whatever faces I wanted under there. Pretty fun to stick my tongue out at Kylo Ren without him knowing."
Poe laughed, and decided to eat his cactus as if it were delicious. 3.
"On Jakku," Rey said, "we called this Imatu's meal."
They were eating ration bars under the midnight moon, spread out on a picnic blanket like a feast.
Imatu means Night Witch in the local language. She was a spirit who laid out feasts in the desert at midnight, and anyone who ate what she offered would be lost in the desert forever.
Finn said,
"I didn't know names could mean things. What do your names mean?"
Poe could see in Rey's eyes that she didn't want to answer, so he did.
"I'm named after an herb that grows on my homeworld. It has little yellow flowers."
"People name their kids after flowers," Finn said slowly, like it was the most wonderful thing he'd ever heard.
"Delicious yellow flowers," Poe said. "I'm gonna make you both try Poe sauce. Even ration bars would taste good with it."
"I'm ready to try Poe sauce whenever you're ready to make it," Rey said, licking crumbs of ration bar from her hands.
Poe stared at her. "That
wasn't intentional, was it? It couldn't be. Luke's Padawan definitely wasn't flirting with him. He trashed the ration bar wrappers and went to check the ship's scanners. Alone. Four. Usually, they slept by day and were active at night. But tonight, the temperatures dropped, and it was too cold to do anything but huddle together in a sleeping bag. They started with Ray in the middle, but Poe curled up and clenched his jaw to hold back shivers, and Ray made him switch to the middle. It would be warmer to curl up with Finn and Ray. But they were close and beautiful, and the outline of Poe's cock felt more solid than any other part of him. Finn and Ray were young, they'd been isolated and dehumanized, and he couldn't put feelings on them they wouldn't understand. "You're still cold," Ray said, rubbing Poe's arm. "We could try Jamarga."
"What's that?" said Finn.
"Sex for warmth. We did it all the time on Jakku on nights like these." Poe choked on nothing.
"That makes a lot of sense," said Finn.
"Hey, Poe, you okay?" Poe made a decision.
"Yes, I'm okay. Are we doing Jamarga? We should. That would help with the cold. A lot."
In reply, Ray rolled on top of Poe and started kissing Finn. Poe spent the rest of the night very warm indeed. Five. Poe woke up warm and bone deep satisfied. Memories of last night filtered in, buttery like sunlight. Ray and Finn were awake.
"You two were already together, weren't you?" Poe said.
"Well, yeah," Finn said. "We didn't exactly keep it secret."
But Poe hadn't seen, because he hadn't realized they were capable of it. More fool him.
"You two ganged up on me."
Finn wanted to try subtle, Ray said, lazily stroking Poe's chest. But it wasn't working.
"And what were your intentions toward me, exactly?"
Poe said it playfully, but meant it seriously.
"When we went scouting deep space with you, we thought of it as a provisional commission in our relationship," Finn said. "To become permanent, given good performance."
Poe's heart sank, but he hoped someday he'd pass muster. "Then we realized the whole idea was ridiculous," Ray said, "because you proved yourself the moment you saw Finn as someone who deserved a name." Inside the ship, the comms beeped.
"Dameron?"
Poe ran in.
"Yes?"
"Pack up. We're coming to get you. 12 hours.
"Copy that?"
Over his shoulder.
"You hear that? You better pack fast, because before the Resistance gets here, I want to celebrate my permanent commission." The end.
Reader's notes.
I love the idea of Finn and Ray ganging up on Poe, who's like sort of got his head stuck up his own ass. That is a theme that I find a lot in TFA fic, and I enjoy it immensely. So hopefully for ITPE 2017, Wereduck, I just hope this makes you happy like it made me happy. So yeah, here is your present. Yay! Thank you everybody else for listening as well. I hope you enjoyed it, and have a nice day.